Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny at 538 and a half, December wheat down a penny at 721 and a quarter, and November beans down 4.5 cents at 1283. We did have a sale this morning, 150,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, but I don't think that'll have much impact on the grains here today. There were widespread showers in Brazil, which put a little bit of the pressure on the beans here. Meal and soy oil down, but crude oil is up another dollar a barrel at $76.36, making new contract highs. It looks like the Israelis in their speech to the UN yesterday said they aren't going to tolerate Iran having nuclear weapons. They've already crossed every red line, and it made it seem like the Israelis were ready to do something at any moment, which is why the crude oil's had this big rally it's had in the last few days, or most likely. Now, the grains, the corn rallied yesterday on talks of the stocks being less than expected and tar spot affecting the yields out here. Now, I think there's no question that the tar spots are affecting some yields, particularly in Illinois and Indiana. But the yield reports I'm seeing in Illinois and Indiana, for the most part, do not even discuss tar spotting, and the yields have seemed to be pretty good. Now, is that going to change the farther we get into harvest? We'll have to see. But that was part of the rally. There was also rumors that China had bought corn, but we certainly don't see any evidence of that here so far. Crop progress numbers were a little bit bearish. Corn and beans unchanged in the ratings. Harvest on the corn is ahead of average, 18 versus 15. Beans are ahead, 16 versus 13. Wheat planted is 34% versus 32, so that's going along pretty good. And the weather, for the most part, looks pretty non-threatening out here. They're going to get the wheat crop in. We'll get the grain harvested. There'll be a few showers around the Midwest and the Plains. That'll slow harvest in some areas, slow planting in some areas, but I think we're off to a pretty good start out here. I mentioned the widespread rains in Brazil. There were scattered showers only in Argentina, so they certainly need more rain there. Yesterday, the crude oil was up sharply. The bean oil was down a full penny, but rallied all the way back and closed higher. We've got the crude oil up 84 here today. With bean oil being down again overnight, is the crude oil going to rally the bean oil? I would think that's a realistic possibility, but whether or not they'll put pressure on the meal to offset that remains to be seen. So I think for the rest of the day here, people will be keeping an eye on the crude oil. Trying to get set for the stocks report on Thursday. But overall, you know, again, the yields that I see are pretty darn good for the most part. I think the government's pretty close, maybe a little low on beans. But overall, is the harvest pressure going to outweigh anything that happens in the Middle East? Remains to be seen. And, you know, the stocks report on Thursday. See if we have a surprise there. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-EDGE.